The Evening Star by Larry McMurtry. For Grace David, Myrtle Boone, and Curtis. Part 1. The Children and the Men. Chapter 1. On their monthly visits to the prison, Aurora drove going and Rosie drove home. That was the tradition, and there was good reason for it. Seeing her grandson behind bars, being reminded yet again that he had killed a woman, realizing that in all likelihood she would be seeing him only in such circumstances for the rest of her life, left Aurora far too shaken to be trusted at the wheel of a car, particularly the sputtery old Cadillac she refused to trade in. Aurora managed the Cadillac erratically under the best of circumstances, and visiting Tommy in prison could not be called the best of circumstances. Rosie, and everyone else who knew Aurora, felt sure the Cadillac would be the death of her some day, but it would not have been wise to reiterate this fear on the return trip from Huntsville, when Aurora would have been only too happy to die on the spot. Aurora, in the midst of a bitter fit of sobbing, nonetheless reached up and twisted the rearview mirror her way in order to regard her own despair. It was an old habit. When sorrow beset her, as it now did regularly, she often grabbed the nearest mirror, hoping through vanity alone to arrest it in its course before it did her too much damage. This time it didn't work, not merely because she was crying so hard she couldn't see herself at all, but because Rosie, a woman so short she could barely see the traffic in front of her, much less that which she knew to be in pursuit, immediately grabbed the mirror and twisted it back. "Don't do that, hon. I got to have my mirror," Rosie said, panicked because she heard the sound of a huge truck bearing down on them, but lacked a clue as to exactly how close it might be.